I'm Alison Elvi de Rios, and we're here this morning at the AIR building on the Tremeau campus to welcome our brand ambassadors to enjoy breakfast with us, learn more about this new building, and also to hear from Jonathan Goodbye, who's a journalist and author and is using the Olympics to illustrate how to effectively market yourself to other businesses.
I'm actually very actually honoured to be here, of all places, from the academic side. And the business side. I spent 14
Hello,
years
my name is Jonathan Goodbye of jonathangoodbye.com. My background has been in advertising and in marketing. I work for some of the biggest brands in terms of through their agencies. And I've also spent 14 years on the faculty of the Institute of Marketing, where I've written, I believe, about 8 books on different aspects of marketing. And I'm also the journalism. And I
was the founder of the Olympics, the ancient Olympics, as we can kind of, and I say kind of, understand.
You've been talking about brands and really about the story of the Olympics and how the whole brand image and the way they've been used in the Olympics has changed from the very outset of the Olympics up to the modern day, haven't you?
Absolutely. I think that the spirit, if you wish, of the Olympics, it is endangered of being over-branded in terms of commercialised. And I think that there are opportunities for brands to kind of rethink the classical way of just saying that brand is about plastering your name all over the place. Of course, that is important. But actually going deeper, because an Olympic game, like any of Olympics, is going to be an occasion that lasts a certain amount of time, 2 weeks, whatever it might be. And, of course, you've got the Paralympics and so on and so forth. But the real legacy of any great sporting activity is what comes after. What does it inspire? What do people remember in terms of the positive stuff about their own community? And I think that that is the way forward, rather than doing things in terms of metrics of, well, if I expose the logo to this amount of people, then that will work. Yeah, it will, but, you know, the this type of psychology, if you wish, because I've also studied psychology, but that's a different thing. But this type of psychology, behavioral psychology sort of idea of saying, well, that alone will work, it doesn't work because people are over-branded to
$448,000. Okay, I'll give you the sources. Oh, it is on that.
And you said there's a certain amount of cynicism that's been born in the public with this growth in the use of brands with the Olympics.
Yes, I feel that there is a danger that if it's a bit like this, I think. If you're going to go and see an opera, okay, you're going to go to the opera. I don't know why the opera, but okay. You're going to go to the opera, and the curtains, the traditional red curtains, right, are full of brand names all over the place. And every single prop behind the players or singers, whatever, performer, have got brand names all over the place. I think it kind of slightly taints the opera in terms of the spirit of the opera.
Okay, so we're here in Cornwall. We've got lots of Cornish businesses here, and we've had the Olympic torch come through Cornwall.
Fantastic.
Now, just tell me about what the impact of what you're saying has on Cornish businesses.
I would have hoped that Cornish businesses, as in every area of the UK, that Cornish businesses would have been shown in terms of a community, show off what they are achieving and what they have achieved. The innovation to do with wave technology, innovation to do with electronics, in all marvellous, fantastic areas. And if I was a brand, and they are dealing with Cornwall in terms of, you know, associated with them, then talk about how they're helping the community, but don't keep on having it so that it seems to be that we become more censored than even the Beijing Games, because you're not allowed to talk about certain things in terms of brands unless you paid a certain amount of money. And really, is that honestly an inspiration for a generation? If it is, I feel very sorry for my grandchildren.
Get worried. This is when I start getting a bit worried. Not about the locals here and about your local businesses. I
get what would you want all the business people to go away to pass on from what you've said today?
To just connect with people, not because of best practice that has been espoused for however many centuries it might be, but because people are, as I said, overexposed. this book that I've just published, which is called The Brand Messiah, it's a novel, and it's about how people became what they brought. It's actually a vindication of society as it is now. I tell them to read that, not because I'm pushing this brand. In fact, if you can get it and borrow it from whoever it is, don't buy it, don't worry about it. But just read it and see if there is indeed an alternative, because I believe that, well, I hope that for the sake of our economy, there is.
And actions rather than just logos is going to be the way forward. Thank you very much, and I'll be speaking to the police later. Thank you.